感谢神，我们今天是联合崇拜。
Thank God, today is our joint worship.
弟兄姊妹可能注意到，今天会有青少年也在我们当中，跟我们成年信徒一起来思想神的话语。
So for the joint worship, we'll have our youth to be joining our adult. We'll have the hear the message together.
我们今天还是继续来查考、来思想马太福音二十六章的经文。
So today we'll continue to study the book of Matthew.
好，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我们可以一起来读一下马太福音二十六章三十六节到四十六节的经文。
And you can see it on the screen that we can read today's passage together. It's the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 36 to 46.
好，马太福音二十六章三十六节起，我们一起来读。耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，就对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”第二次又去祷告说：“我父啊，这杯若不可能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意旨成全。”又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒那里，对他们说：“现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里。起来，我们走吧。看哪，卖我的人进了。”感谢神，我们圣经就读到这里。
Here's the message we have.
我们起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上那爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
愿你的话语，就是圣经的话语，成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word become lamp of our feet and light of our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们上次主日信息当中呢，我们看到主耶稣在最后的晚餐的时候呢，就告诉彼得会三次不认主耶稣。
And in the last passage, we talk about in the Last Supper that Jesus told Peter that in the end of time he would deny him three times.
然后我们就看到后面的经文，就看到彼得确实是跌倒了三次不认耶稣。
And then we see the passage follow up that it does shows that Peter actually denied Christ three times.
我们刚才所读的经文是发生在这中间的事情。
And the passage we just read actually happened in between.
我们就从我们刚才所读的经文，就是非常著名的主耶稣基督在客西马尼园里面的祷告。
Of course, that passage we just read is very famous that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那我们在思想主耶稣基督的祷告之前呢，我想跟大家分享前两天我经历的一件事情。
And before I want to share this passage with you, I want to share something I experienced a couple of days ago.
前两天我跟一位 弟兄一整天的时间，我们在那里讨论一些什么基督教神学啊，或者是基督教各个宗派的一些问题。
A couple of days ago, I was with a brother, and we spent about the whole day to discuss all the issues with the theologian and theology and all those denomination issues.
然后，当然他有他的意见，我有我的看法。
Of course, he has his opinion. I have my own ideas.
后来我就说起。一对宣教士夫妻是他也非常熟悉我也非常熟悉的一对宣教士夫妻的事情。
Then later I mentioned one missionary couples that he is very familiar with and I am very familiar with.
然后呢，我跟这位弟兄呢也都知道，我们跟这一对宣教士夫妻在一些神学一些细节上的事情会有一些不一样的看法。
And also me and the other brothers, we all know that we have some detail in terms of theology, and we have some difference with this missionary couples as well.
好了，我就提到这一对宣教士夫妻他们的一件事情。
So I mentioned one thing that about this missionary couples.
那这对宣教士夫妻呢？他们有一段时间心里有这样的一个感动，他们觉得可能会在将来神会呼召他们去到中东的穆斯林国家去做宣教士。
And one time, this missionary couple shared with us that for a period of time, they feel that God may in the future call them become a missionary in the Mid East regions.
我们知道去到中东穆斯林国家做基督教的宣教士是非常危险的事情。
And we know that become a Christian missionary to the Middle East country is a very dangerous thing.
后来这个宣教士的妻子的姐姐就对他妹妹说，就是你们有没有想过，你们去到那里去做宣教士，如果你跟你的丈夫有一天殉道了，你的两个年幼的女儿怎么办？有没有想过这个问题？
Then when we discuss with this missionary couple, the sister of the missionary wife said to them, said, do you ever think about if you go to Middle East, you have a chance to become a martyr, and if that happened, what happened to your two younger daughters?
要不我们这样吧，就是如果你们真的在那里殉道了，你们两个女儿由我们来养哈。
How about this? If you will truly become a mother there, how about we just raise your two daughters?
然后这个宣教士的妹妹就回答说，就是你说这个问题啊，我们确实考虑过。
And then the wife of the missionary couple said that the issue you talk about, we actually considered.
但是呢，我们当然希望我们两个女儿跟我们一起殉道了。
But of course, we are prepared that they will become a mother with us.
后来我就知道，虽然他们在一些神学的一些很细微的一些细节上面我跟他们有不同的看法，我的这个跟我讨论神学讨论一整天的弟兄跟他们也有不同的看法，虽然是这样。
So I'm thinking that even during our discussion, I know we have some kind of little detail the difference in terms of theology certain issues.
但是我想说，如果连这样的宣教士夫妻都不是真正的基督徒，那谁还是基督徒？
But I think, regardless of what, if the Christian couple, a missionary couple like this, if they are not a true Christian, then who will be?
如果他们的信仰，或者说他们所学习的神学，不是真正的信仰，不是真正好的神学，那谁的信仰，谁的神学是好的？
So if their theology is not the real theology, is a good theology, then whose theology will be good and real?
后来我结束了跟我那个朋友一天关于神学的讨论关于基督教各个宗派的讨论，我最后得出一个结论。
And then in the end, when I finished the whole discussion with this brother about the theology and about the denomination, and I come to a conclusion.
这些东西不是最重要的。
I think the theology and the denomination is not that important.
尽心尽意尽力尽性去爱主我们的神，这才是对基督徒来说，这是最重要的。
Love your Lord with all your soul, with your strength, with all your mind. That's the most important for a Christian.
如果你所在的教会、你所在的宗派，或者你所学习的神学， 能够帮助你成为这样的人。
If your church, your theology, and your denomination can help you become such a person,
这就是好的教会,
then it's a good church.
所谓神学,
that's a good theology.
很多的时候我们没有看到重点。
A lot of time we didn't, see the important part.
我们生命的重点就是我们要成为一个爱神的人。
The important part, the focus of our life is we want to become a person who loves the Lord.
那么自然我们就会问，那什么样才是真正的爱神呢？
So therefore, a natural question is what is to truly love God?
啊，我们一起来读约翰福音啊十四章的几处经文。
We can read a book of John and several verses from book of John chapter 14. It's on the screen.
我们看到可以一起来读约翰福音十四章十五节起。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。不爱我的就不遵守我的道。所以主耶稣告诉我们，爱上帝其实是一件非常明确、非常具体的事情。
So Lord Jesus told us, love God is a very precise, very clear thing.
爱上帝就是顺服上帝。
Love God is submit to God, obey God.
我们不可能一边说啊，上帝啊，我爱你，但是我们却不顺服上帝的话。
We cannot say God, I love you, but at the same time, we don't submit to the word of God.
我们也可以不用你口上天天说上帝啊，我爱你，我爱你，但是我们在生活当中顺服上帝的话。
And we cannot say that every day we say we love God, but in our actual life we do not submit the word of God.
所以主耶稣在客西马利园里面的祷告告诉我们什么是真正对上帝的爱，那就是对上帝的绝对顺服。
And the God, Lord's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane basically told us what is the true love of God. That is the absolute submission to God, absolute obedience to God.
啊，主耶稣的祷告，他说，不要照我的意思，而是要照你上帝的意思。
Jesus' prayer is basically, but not for my idea, but yours.
我们现在就来思想主耶稣这个祷告告诉我们顺服，那我们怎样从这个祷告当中看到什么才是真正的顺服。
So let's look at this prayer and see how Jesus is obedience to God and what kind of obedience is the true obedience.
主耶稣祷告一开始他说，我父啊，倘若能行。
AndJesus' prayer actually said, My Father, if it is possible.
啊，这是主耶稣基督站在他人性的地位上。我们知道这个祷告是耶稣作为一个人向天父发出的。所以我们接下来的思想，接下来的讨论，这前提是我们知道此刻的耶稣是站在人性的地位上，他作为一个人向上帝发出这样的祷告。
We have to understand that when Jesus pray, made this prayer, and he is in the stand as a complete human being. So we have to, the context we're going to discuss is actually on this very, very foundation that Jesus, at this moment, he acting as a complete human being.
啊，所以我们一定要清楚这一点。
So we have to understand that.
啊，所以耶稣站在人性的地位上，他向天父上帝祷告，他。先发出了一个问题，向天父上帝发出了一个问题。
And so Jesus as a complete man, at a complete human being, he prayed to God, he asked God a question.
他说，我父啊，倘若能行，到底可不可行呢？
And he said, Father, if it's possible, I don't know if it's possible. Basically, that's what he's saying.
所以耶稣不知道到底能不能行。
And Jesus don't know what if it is possible.
他说如果能行，把这一杯拿去。
And he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass.
苦杯。哎，我们也当然知道，耶稣基督那个时候就很快就要被钉死在十字架上。
And we know what Jesus referred to is his crucifixion.
所以很清楚，说耶稣说，天父上，我不知道可不可以，我不知道你的心意到底是怎样，我们不知道你的救赎计划是不是一定必须唯一只要通过我被钉死在十字架上。
Basically, Jesus at the human being stand, he said, I don't know if I have to die, and your salvation plan has to be me to die on the cross. I don't know.
啊，天父上帝，你有没有这个 plan B?
Basically, said the Heavenly Father, do you have a plan B?
你是不是只有这一个救赎的计划？你有没有另外一个备用计划？
Is that that's the only plan you have? Do you have like a plan B?
天父上帝有没有回答耶稣这个问题呢
？And if we look at us, is Heavenly Father answer him this question?
没有。
And he didn't.
And 耶稣依然选择不要照我的意思来照天父上帝的意思，他依然选择顺服。
Even God didn't answer him this question, but Jesus still chose to submit the will of God, said, but your will, not mine.
所以从这里我们可以看到真正的顺服是什么，就是你不知道答案。
So from here we can see that what's the true submission is that you don't know the answer.
你不知道。
You don't know.
但是你依然顺服。
But you still submit, you still obey.
这就是顺服。
And this is the obedience. This is submission.
啊，我们来看圣经是怎样说上帝跟人之间的差别。
And let's look at how Bible says what's the difference between God and man.
啊，我给大家读一下哈，大家可以看到这个。
You can look on the screen, so we'll read it.
以赛亚书五十五章八至九节，耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”这两节经文告诉我们一件事情，就是上帝跟人之间的这个距离是无限的，不可跨越的。
This passage basically tells one truth: is the distance between God and a human being is infinity. It's nothing you can cross.
人不可能完全的了解神、认识神，不可能。
People cannot be completely know God and understand God. It's impossible.
啊，我以前跟很多慕道的朋友传福音的时候，我经常听到很多朋友这样说，就是我一定要完全的认识这一个神，完全的知道上帝是怎样的上帝，我完全的了解，完全认识，我才可能信他。
A lot of time I share gospel with a non-Christian, and sometimes I always have people come to me said, okay, unless I completely know, understand this God, otherwise I cannot trust him.
我说，如果你这样的话。你永远不可能真正的信靠神。
And my answer is that if you hold this idea, then you will never be able to trust in God.
因为你永远不可能完全的认识上帝。
Because you will never ever able to completely understand God.
啊，还有一些慕道的朋友，他们很有钻研的精神，他们研究很多的神学，不一样的神学。
And also I ran into some non-Christian and seeker friend.And they have a very good spirit of study. They study a lot of different theology.
他们甚至一些慕道的朋友读圣经读了很多遍，很熟悉的。
Some of them could read the Bible several times.
但他们有一个观点，就是我一定要找到最正确无误的神学，要找到一个最正确无误的教会。我才会成为一个真正的基督徒。
But they hold this idea is unless I have find the true, completely accurate theology or the most perfect church, then I want to become a Christian.
啊，你我心中一切的疑问，我心中一切的未知啊，这个所谓完美的神学或者这个所谓完美的教会、完美的传道人都可以啊，都告诉我啊，只有这样我才能够成为一个基督徒。
Basically, all my questions, all my confusions can be answered by this perfect theology, perfect church, or maybe the perfect minister, and then I can come to Christ.
如果你这样想，你永远不可能真正成为一个基督徒。
If you think about this, you never become a Christian.
因为在地上没有这样的所谓神学，没有所谓这样的完美的教会。
Because on the earth, there's no such a perfect theology. There's no such a perfect church.
对于上帝，我们一定会有许许多多我们不知道的地方。
towards God, we absolutely will have so many, many things we don't know about it.
但是我们依然可以去信靠他，去顺服他，去爱他。
But we still can to trust him, to obey him, and to love him.
耶稣基督完全站在人性的地位上，他对天父上帝有很多事情，耶稣说，我也不知道。
So when Jesus in this prayer, he in the status of a complete human being, prayed to God, he said, things I don't know.
但他给我们所有人做出一个榜样，他依然选择顺服这一位他没有完全完全认识的上帝。
But he made an example for all of us. He still to choose and determine to submit this God.
这就是爱。
And this is the love.
爱里面一定要有未知。
And in love, you have to have unknown.
如果你完全知道你爱的对象，你大家仔细思想一下，你爱不起来了。
If you truly, if you think about this, if you completely know the one you love, you probably cannot love.
所以好的那个恋爱的对象啊，我举人与人之间的例子啊，我们很多年轻的朋友，你们可能会正在恋爱或者将要恋爱。
I just think if the couple is in love, talk about the young people, you might be going to or you are in love relationship.
所以你要找到一个让你觉得有意思的人。
And you probably want to find something can interesting to you.
什么叫有意思呢？就他身上有一些东西永远吸引你，但这些东西可能对你永远是有一点点未知。
And so I'm so called interesting is that he or she has something, it's attractive to you, and but those things actually it's always unknown to you.
Yeah, 对你大家仔细思想，如果你哇，你想想你最爱的人最吸引你的地方是什么？你想来想去，想去想来，你好像觉得哎呀，我也说不清楚哎，我就爱哎。
And a lot of times we do run into that situation, the person that we attract the most, and you try to think about it, but it's still.Couldn't think clearly, and but you're still in love with that person.
这是非常美的事情。
And that's a very beautiful thing, actually.
但是对于骄傲的人，对于顽梗的人，他们看不到这样的美，非常遗憾，非常遗憾。
But for the people in the pride, they couldn't see such a beauty. That's a very pity.
好，我们回到主耶稣基督的祷告。
Let's go back to the prayer of Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书四章十五节，圣经这样说。
In the Hebrew chapter 4, verse 15, that Bible said,
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，和我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And for we do not have the high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin.
这就是为什么耶稣可以成为我们的榜样。
That's why Jesus can become an example.
他跟我们一样的。
He's like us.
他也有软弱的时候
，and he has the weakness.
有些时候，他也觉得很茫然，他也不知道答案。
At that moment, he also don't know the answer.
但是他顺服。
Then he decided to submit.
他不犯罪。
He not sin.
事实上，我们人生当中一定会有许许多多的未知。
And actually, in our life, we absolutely will have a lot of unknowns.
我曾经看过一篇文章，就是你连续问一个问题八个为什么，你就会发现在这个地球上没有人能够给你答案。
And I read a paper, he said for a question, if you continue to ask eight why, and then no one on earth can answer, completely answer your question.
这其实告诉我们，人生一定会有许许多多的未知的。
And that basically tells us that we absolutely will have a lot of unknowns in our life.
我打个比方哈，比如说我冯涛，我为什么姓冯
？And I just give show an example, Barnabas, why my first name is Feng, last name is Feng. I'm sorry.
因为我的祖先姓冯啊。
Because my ancestor is a last name Feng.
好，我回答了第一个问题。
Okay, that's the first question.
然后如果这个问题无限的，就是你当然不需要无限了，只要再接问几次，你就会必然问到一个问题，就是说人为什么被称为人呢？
And of course, you go follow this path. You go infinite times. Of course, you don't need infinite times. A couple of times, you probably come to the question, why man become a man?
或者被称呼为 人 human being man 为什么
why a person being called a human being a man why
然后我们就会发现命名这件事情是非常神圣的
and then we find the naming itself is pretty holy
不是谁都可以给你命名的只有你的父亲可以给你命名
No one can actually naming you Your father is the one naming you
谁称人为人呢
Now who called a man a man
只有创造我们的有这个权利
Only the one who created a man can have this right to naming us man、
哦、当然如果你不认识神你不认识那位造物的主你这个问题就找不到答案了
So、of course, if you don't、know God, you don't know this creator, then you don't have an answer to this question.
事实上我们人生有很多的未知但是我们还是活得很好啊。
And in our life, we have a lot of、unknowns, but we're still okay.、
比如说我们现在我们相信这个屋顶不会塌下来这个玻璃飞现在不会地震我们就安心地坐在这里。
For example, we think this, this ceilings cannot, will not fall, or Boise right now won't be have an earthquake. So we sit here peacefully.
我相信我们在座的没有任何一个人，你决定坐在这个时候之前，你查很多很多的证据，你来检查我们这个房屋的检查是否检查报告是否坚固啊，你去查。Boise 的地震资料，今天发生地震的概率有多少？我相信很多人没做这个事情。
I believe that most of people you don't when you come to sit here, you didn't study the structure of this building and study the history of Boise earthquake. I don't think you do all this.
你就坐这里。
You just sit here.
你相信。
You believe.
你不需要收集那些证据。
You don't need to have those evidence.
你不用验证那些证据。
You don't have to test those evidence.
你相信。
You believe.
所以人生中很多很多的事情我们不知道，但是我们相信。
So a lot of time there's a lot of things we don't know, but we trust.
所以每一个人事实上都是需要一定的信心才能活下去的。
So actually, everyone, you have to have some faith to live on.
那区别在于什么呢？
So what the difference is?
区别在于信靠独一真神上帝的人，他们这个信心有坚实的、有真实的、稳固的根基。
The difference is that who trust the true God, their faith actually has the true solid foundation.
所以他们人生有盼望，有平安，有意义。
So the life
有方向
，hope, direction, and meaning.
还有真正的平安
，and have the true peace.
但是对于那些不认识、不信靠独一真神上帝的人，他们也有某种程度的信心。
And for those who not know the true God and trust that true God. They have some degree of a faith.
但他们不知道自己到底信的是谁。
But they don't know who they trust.
所以他们人生往往就是困惑的。
So a lot of time there's a confusion in the life.
往往就是迷茫的。
And lost the direction.
往往就是愁苦。
And sorrow.
也没有真正的平安。
And there is no true peace in the life.
所以从主耶稣基督的祷告我们看到第一点什么是真正的顺服呢就是你可以不知道你还是顺服这是真正的顺服
So from the Jesus the prayer So we understand what's the true obedience The true obedience is that even I don't know I still submit and I trust
我们设想一下如果有一个年轻人、他在考虑结婚的问题恋爱的问题、
We consider a young man young person, and he or she is considered a marriage.
他说啊，我一定要完全的知道未来跟我结婚的那一位，他是一个怎样的人，他的个性各个方面各个细节，我要完全的知道，我要对他有百分之百的知识。
If he or she said, I have to have the complete knowledge of the spouse, the going to be spouse, and I have to have know him or her.
如果他我们人生有很多的选择很多的决定嘛我要完全的知道啊我的配偶他在这个情形下他是怎样的情绪怎样的选择哎那个是怎样的情绪怎样的选择哦我要完全的知道他总之我要完全的知道他我再决定跟他结婚
And I have to decide my marriage unless I completely know how he or she is behave in a certain situation basically I need to have a complete knowledge of him or her then I decide the marriage
我想请问大家如果一个年轻人一直坚持这样的想法他能不能真正的找到人愿意跟他结婚呢
So my question is if he holds this idea can he actually find his spouse to intermarriage.
Spouse, 那个，我看有弟兄姊妹在摇头哈。
And I see someone shaking their head.
我觉得最遗憾的就是，如果这个年轻人一直这样的想法，他会错过最美好的爱情。他们不知道什么叫爱情，那这太遗憾了。
I'm thinking this that if the young man holds that type of idea, the most pity thing is that he or she is going to miss the beautiful love life.
所以我们来到神的面前。我们不是说啊，神啊，我要了解你，完全的知道你之后，我才相信你，不是这样的。
So when we come to the presence of God, we are not saying, "God, I want to completely know you, then I will trust you."
啊，这个地上没有完美的教会，没有完美的传道人，能够帮助你实现这样你这样的目的，没有。
And in this world, there's no perfect church, there's no perfect minister can help you to reach that.
因为只有上帝完全的知道他自己，他是造物主。
Only God Himself know Himself completely.
作为被造的人，上帝对我们来说一定是有一些部分是未知。
As a creature, that we certainly have something is unknown, always unknown to us.
什么是真正的爱上帝？什么是真正的顺服？什么是真正的信靠呢
？What is the true love and love God and the true trust God and submit to God?
就是很多事情我不知道
and that's not in the circumstance even I don't know don't understand
但是我顺服你但是我爱你 我信靠你
but I submit you and I love you and I trust you
这就是主耶稣基督在客西马利园里面的祷告告诉我们什么是顺服
that's what Jesus prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane to teach us what is the obedience and the submit
接下来主我们可以回到那节接下来主耶稣说然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思
And then Jesus said Oh Father if it's possible let the cup pass me But then he followed said Nevertheless not as my I will but as your will
所以这让我们看到顺服的第二个方面就是神的心意神的旨意跟我预期的或者跟我期望的不一样但是我还是顺服这是真的顺服
So that's bring us to the second point of true obedience The true obedience is God's will is not same as I would expect But I choose to submit to God's will That's the true submission
所以顺服的第一点就是我不知道我顺服
So the first point is if I don't understand I don't know I submit
第二个就是，这不是我期望的，但是我顺服。
But the second point is, this is not what I expected, but I submit, I obey.
我们看圣经中一个顺服的例子。
Let's look at the example that described in the Bible.
大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我给大家读一下。
You can see this on the screen. Let's look at the example. I just read it. You can look at the screen.
路加福音五章四到十一节。讲完了我给大家读一下哈大家可以看到这个大屏幕我们
You can just look at the screen I just read it
讲完了对西门说把船开到水深之处下网打鱼西门说夫子我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么但依从你的话我就下网他们下了网就圈住许多鱼网险些裂开便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他们就来把鱼装满了两只船甚至船要沉下去西门彼得看见就伏伏在耶稣膝前说主啊离开我我是个罪人他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各约翰也是这样耶稣对西门说不要怕从今以后你要得人了他们把两只船拢了岸就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣那么在这段经文当中我们会看见彼得和他的伙伴们对耶稣的顺服
And in this event we can see Peter and his partners their submission to Jesus Christ
首先彼得不知道耶稣为什么给他们提出这个要求让他们到水深之处打鱼这不符合他作为一个渔民的知识。
And first, he don't know why Jesus said, put the boat in the deep water and to go fishing, because that does not meet the expectation as he as an experienced fisherman doesn't seem right.
第二个呢，这也不符合他的期望，因为他已经整夜打鱼了，很劳累了，整夜劳苦了。耶稣让他们，你再去打，也不符合他的期望。
And also, this not meet his expectation because he has a fishing whole night. Is very tired, and he didn't get anything actually. So, it doesn't meet his expectation.
他无法理解，也不符合他的期望，但是他顺服。彼得说，因为你说了。
And he couldn't understand, but he also doesn't meet his expectation, but he decided to submit. And because Jesus said.
然后接下来耶稣对彼得和他的伙伴提出一个更是不可思议的要求，就是从此你们要得人了。
And the follow-up that Jesus gave them another requirement, other saying, he said, from now on, you become a fisherman.
啊。所以这个其实就是说，你不要再捕鱼了，你要去收获灵魂，你要跟主耶稣一起，跟我一起出去传福音，收获人的灵魂。
And that will basically says you no longer do the fishing business, you'll go follow me and become a fisher of men and fish of people's soul.
这个要求当然也是彼得和他的伙伴无法完全理解的。什么叫收获灵魂呢？什么叫得人呢？
This is also probably Peter and his partner couldn't understand or completely understand what that means to become fish of man.
但是也不是他们所期望的。他们作为渔民，他们期望这个收获很多鱼嘛，这也不是他们所期望的。
And also, this is not what they expected, because they, as a fisherman, they want to catch a lot of fish, not catch a man.
但是他们怎么样呢？他们撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
And, but what they do, they basically cast forsook all the things they have and followed him.
原因很简单，不是他们理解，不是他们期望。
It's very clear. It's not what they understood, and it's not what they met their expectation.
因为这是耶稣你对我说的。
Is it because that Jesus said to me?
他们就顺服。
And they decide to submit.
啊，所以这就是顺服。
And this is the submission and obedience.
啊，哪怕我不知道答案，哪怕不符合我的期望，但是我愿意顺服。
Even I don't know the answer, and even I don't, it doesn't meet my expectation, but I submit, I obey.
啊，但是从我们人悖逆的本性，我们没有人愿意。从我们的本性上来讲，我们没有人真正的愿意顺服上帝。
But we understand that from our very nature of a human being, none of us will be truly willing to submit to God.
啊，当我们不愿意顺服上帝的时候，我们往往做一件事情是什么呢
？When we not trust, we not do want to trust God, obey God, the things we typically do is what？
啊，当然就是我们远离上帝，我们装作不看见，我装作没看到他，我们装作不信他。
Of course, we just stay far away from God. We pretend we didn't see Him and we don't trust Him.
啊，但是没有人能够真正逃避神。
But no one can really escape from God.
没有。
No one.
每个人内心你知道。
Everyone in the deep in the heart, we know.
啊，那怎么办呢？那我们会很多人会利用另外一个办法，我们就说，神真的这样说吗
？And so, what if that's the case? Then we come up another way. We just say, try to find something excuse. Is God really say that?
当我们看圣经。当我们来听神所说的话，我们不愿意顺服，不愿意接受，我们也知道我们无法逃避，那怎么办？我们就会说，诶，上帝真的这样说吗？圣经真的这样说吗？
So a lot of times when we read the Bible, we look at the Bible and we don't want to obey, we don't want to trust. But in our heart, we know we cannot escape. So we come up with a trick, said, okay, is that God really say that?
啊，在人类历史上，谁是第一个说这句话的？
So、in,
谁岂是神岂是真说？谁第一个讲的
话 ？In the human history, who is the first one? Is this God really say that?
嗯、哇，空调打这么低，大家还是睡着，是不是嘛？ 谁谁是第一个说神岂是真说？谁第一个讲这个话
？And who is the God? Who is the first one say who God really say that?
蛇，对，在伊甸园里的蛇。当然，我们也知道这是
It's a serpent.
魔鬼哈，啊，蛇背后的魔鬼向人发出这样的一个诱惑和试探。
And the serpent, of course, is the devil, and Satan basically put this doubt in people in a man's heart.
非常遗憾，亚当夏娃就吞下了这个试探，他们就失败犯罪。
Unfortunately, the Adam Eve basically take the bit and fall.
啊，如果我们今天你脑海里有一个声音对你这样讲，圣经真的这样说吗？上帝真的这样说吗？如果你脑海中有这样的一个声音，你特别要警醒了。
So today, if in our head.There's a voice said, "Is God really say that?" And you'll be watched for.
啊，圣经的信息非常清晰的。
The Bible message is very clear.
啊，很多的时候啊，是人把它搞得很复杂。
A lot of times, people made it very complicated.
因为人不愿意相信，不愿意接受，就这么简单。
People don't want to believe, and they don't want to be taken.
啊，我们来看圣经中一处例子，就是人怎样的曲解圣经。
Let's look at a Bible, and then let's discuss how people actually try to misinterpret the Bible.
啊，还是我跟大家来读，大家可以看到这个大屏幕。马太福音十九章。
It's Matthew chapter 19. I just read it, and you look at the screen.
耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。”门徒听见这话，就稀奇得很，说：“这样谁能得救呢？”耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”啊，这是耶稣说的非常著名的这个骆驼穿针眼这样的一个比喻。
This is a kind of very famous story. Jesus is talking about a camel goes through the eye of a needle.
啊，所以这耶稣讲的话非常的清楚，就是有钱的人呐，想进天国是太难了。在人看来是不可能的事情。
And Jesus actually made it very clear. Basically said, rich people want to into the kingdom of heaven is very, very difficult. It's almost impossible.
啊，难到一个什么程度呢？就像骆驼要穿过针的眼，这在人看来是完全不可能，几乎不可能的事情。
So how difficult Jesus basically said is like a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
啊，所以门徒当时就震惊了，门徒就惊异啊，就极大的震惊。
So Bible says at that time his disciples was greatly astonished, saying, very shocked, basically.
啊，那这样的话，那我们都知道，如果一个人他又想成为有钱的人，他又想发财，然后他又想进天国，那他会不会同意耶稣说的这个话呢
？So think about a person want to become a rich man. He want to become a very wealthy. That's and at the same time want to. Go to heaven. So when he hear what Jesus said, what he would say?
他不喜欢耶稣讲这样的话。
Of course, he don't like it.
啊，然后又有很多的圣经学者，就所谓的啊自由派的圣经学者，他们就尝试来解释耶稣说的这句话到底是什么意思，骆驼过针眼。
And not those people don't like it, but a lot of liberal theologians try to interpret this, what that means, try to meet their thought.
他们就列举一些什么所谓的历史啊、文化，或者当时两千多年前那个当时希伯来地区那个语言的那个演变，列举了很多这种所谓的证据，就说耶稣说的骆驼呢，其实不是骆驼。
So they try to explore with a lot of culture, historical event, evidence, and the culture at that time. Basically, they said, "Oh, what Jesus said, the camel actually it's not a camel."
啊，他说其实是说一根线。
And actually, thought about is a one string.
啊，就是那个时候的语言， right. 那个时候那这么多流传下来啊，有一些偏差什么什么的啊。
Is it because of the language and passed down? There is a kind of difference.
啊，然后他说那个针眼呢，也不是针眼。
The eye of a needle is not eye of a needle.
啊，是城墙上的一个洞。
And it's a hole on the wall.
啊，就是这么多年流传下来，哎呀，人们不知道啊，人们不知道啊，
so、
就变成这个样子。
So because this passed down generations, so people don't know, so now become this.
啊，写这样解经书的人呐、啊，他书卖很多的。
You know that people, those theologians, they love this type of book, Bible interpretation book. They actually they can sold lot of book.
啊，人喜欢呢。
Because people like it.
啊，人不喜欢耶稣说的话。
People don't like what Jesus actually meant.
人就要找一个借口去扭曲耶稣说的话。
So they want to find a excuse.
啊，其实他们找到的这些所谓的解释是非常荒谬的，毫无根据的。
So actually, the evidence they find is not it's ridiculous. It actually has no basis.
啊，圣经的信息非常的清楚，门徒听见这话就稀奇得很。这个意思就是极大的震惊，稀奇得很。
Basically, Bible made it very clear when disciples hear this, they are greatly astonished.
因为这个比喻太震撼了，骆驼过针眼，这个比喻太震撼了，所以他们稀奇得很。
Because this saying is too shock, so they are very greatly astonished.
啊，如果像那些什么所谓的圣经学者说的，就是一个线过一个城墙的门洞，这有什么好震撼的呢？
And if it's like what those theologians interpretation, if just a string goes through a hole on the wall, and what astonished about it?
所以圣经的信息非常的清楚，因为人不愿意接受，所以人就去扭曲它。
Because
神岂是真说？
Because the message is very clear, but people don't want to accept it, so they want to interpret it some other way to change it.
啊，圣经流传了这么多年，那还是那个意思吗？翻译这么多翻译的版本，哪个对呢？
Bible has been passed down so many generations, so many years, so many version of the translation, which one is good, and all those type of excuse.
圣经真的这样说，耶稣真的这样说，你就那么确定你是谁？
Is the Bible say this, really say this? Who are you? You're so sure about it?
我听过很多很多这样的问题。
I heard a lot of people say that.
是的，神是这样说的。
Yeah, but yeah, God is saying that.
圣经是这样说的。
Bible is saying that.
你不喜欢，不符合你的期望。
If you don't like, it doesn't meet your expectation.
但是你如果真正的信靠神，爱神，你还是会顺服。
If you truly trust God and love God, you still will be submit.
这就是主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告告诉我们什么是真正的顺服。
That's what Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane teach us what is the true obedience.
很多事情我们是不知道的。
A lot of things we don't know.
但是我们顺服。
But we submit.
很多事情是不符合我的期望。
A lot of things does not meet my expectation.
但是我们顺服。
But we submit.
这是真正对上帝的爱。
That's the true love to God.
这也是真正的自由。
And that's the true freedom, liberty.
真正的自由就是耶稣说的那句话，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
The true freedom is that what Jesus said, but not my will, but thy will.
啊，用换一句话说，就是我愿意顺服。
And the true freedom, if you translate that word in another saying, is that I'm willingly to submit.
什么样的人能够讲出我愿意顺服。
And who can say I'm willingly to submit?
只有一个真正自由的人。
It's only a person with true freedom and liberty.
我愿意。
I'm willingly.
我愿意把我的意志放在你的意志下面。
I'm willingly to submit my will under your will.
我不为我内心的恐惧所捆绑。
I'm not bounded by my fear in my heart.
我不被那些未知所吓倒。
I'm not terrified by all those unknowns.
我战胜我自己那点渺小的私欲，我战胜它。
I overcome my own self-desire.
我愿意。
I'm willingly.
这是一个极自由的人。
This is a completely a person of liberty and freedom.
这是一个完全不受捆绑的人。
As a person, is complete, not under any bondage.
不被未知捆绑，不被恐惧捆绑。
Not bounded by fear, not bounded by unknowns.
更不被自己的私欲捆绑。
Not even bounded by his own desires.
啊，就是属地的那种私欲，今生的那种短暂的私欲。
The desire is like earthly desire and the temporary earthly desire.
他战胜这些。
And he overcome all this.
这是一个得胜的宣告。
And this is a victorious claim.
这不是可怜的哀叹。
It's not a very pity begging.
这是最自由的宣言，就是我愿意。
And this is the most with a great freedom that claim I'm willingly.
这是真实的顺服。
And it is true obedience.
这是真实的自由。
It's a true liberty.
这有极大的美在其中。
And there's a great beauty inside of it.
啊，我们在婚礼的现场，我们看见这个新郎拉住新娘的手，新娘拉住新郎的手，我们期盼他们说出一句话是什么。
In the wedding ceremony, when you see the bride and the bridegroom, and they hold each other hand, and we are all expect to hear what they say to each other is what?
他说什么？他说我愿意。
I will say, I will.
那是婚礼当中最美的时刻。
And this is the most beautiful moment of the wedding.
那是爱当中最美的瞬间。
And this is the most beautiful moment of love.
你不知道以后跟你共度余生的这一位到底是怎样，你不是完全知道。
You don't know this person that you're going to spend the rest of your life. You don't know. You don't completely know. You.
你以后跟他以后你会发现他有些事情会让你很难受。
Maybe in the later you find that sometimes he make you very difficult.
不像你想的那个样子。
It's not what you expected.
啊，我在结婚之前，我看到我现在的妻子，她那个时候是留一个大辫子。
And before I married, I saw my wife. At that time, he has a big what?
辫子。
辫子。
Pigtail. 一根大辫子。
Big beard.
啊，后来我跟他结婚了，过一段时间，有一天，哇，烫头了，染的金黄。
So, after marriage, actually, she changed her life, the hairstyle, and
啊，烫头爆炸式染金黄，在那个年代不像现在哇。
And at that time, she actually had hairstyle is very modern. It's not like now.
啊，我看哇，辫子哪去了？
And I said, "Where is this the tail portion of the hair?"
但是这是美啊。
But this is something beauty there.
大家思想一下。
If you think about it,
你说啊，上帝啊，我要完全知道你，我要完全知道我才能信你。
If you say, "Oh God, I want to completely know you," unless that, I won't trust you.
你这样说太遗憾了。
If you say that, it's a what a pity.
你。首先你不可能有真正的信心之旅，那么如果你有信心之旅，你的信心之旅一定很 boring 很乏味的。
Because if you say that, number one, you cannot have a true journey of a faith. Even you have it, that journey will be pretty boring.
真正的顺服，真正的自由，带来真正的满足和喜乐。
The true love and true submission will bring the trueCompletely satisfaction and joy.
我们来看耶稣在客西马利园里的痛苦。
And we see that Jesus Christ and his suffering and his pain in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当耶稣在客西马利园祷告的时候，圣经说他是极其难过。
And when Bible record that moment, he said it's a deeply, it's a sorrowful and a deeply stressed, distressed.
路加福音说主耶稣基督汗珠如大雪点滴在地上，极其的痛苦。
And book of Luke said there's a great drop of blood falling down to the ground. It's in the great agony.
耶稣为什么如此痛苦？
Why is so sorrowful, so in agony?
不是因为他害怕死亡。
It's not because he's afraid of death.
因为他多次告诉他的门徒，他要在十字架上被钉死。
Because he told his disciples several times he will be died on the cross.
当然也不是害怕身体上、肉体上的痛苦。
He also not actually afraid of the pain of a flesh.
因为我们看见耶稣被鞭打，耶稣带当荆棘的头冠，耶稣被钉在十字架上，耶稣没有说：“哎呦，好疼啊，好疼啊。”
And we can see Jesus put a crown of thorns and was beating, and Jesus didn't cry. He said, okay, there's a lot of pain.
耶稣让他最大痛苦的是, 他不愿意经历与他最爱的天父上帝分离的那个最黑暗的时刻。
And the great agony and the sorrow is actually come from that Jesus don't want to experience that moment, that his separation from God, that darkest moment.
圣经告诉我们当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上, 临死之前, 那时候遍地都黑暗了, 耶稣大声喊着说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
And the Bible recorded the moment when Jesus was dying on the cross, and Jesus, all there's a darkness, great darkness happened, and Jesus cried out, my God, why did they forsake me?
这是极大的痛苦。
And there's a great agony here, we can see.
你把一个小孩子, 从他的父母亲身边拉开, 你会看见这个小孩子会痛哭。
If you grab the children away from his parents, you can see the great agony in this child.
这个小孩子哭的原因不是因为, 啊, 我以后没有面包吃了, 啊, 我以后没有房子住了。
And the cry of this child is not because he's thinking about it, I don't have a bread in the future, no house later.
他哭的原因是, 我离开爱我的, 也是我最爱的, 我的父亲, 我的母亲。
His cry is because I was grabbed away from the one who loved me and I loved the most. It's my parents.
如果耶稣基督犯罪得罪神, 他被钉在十字架上。
If Jesus Christ sinned and sinned against God, he was crucified.
但他不是这样的。
But he's not.
他凡是跟我们一样受试探, 但是他没有犯罪。
Bible said he's the same as us, but he's without sin.
他凡是顺服天父上帝的旨意, 他没有悖逆。
With everything, he submitted the will of God. He did it against the will of God.
但在那个时刻, 他背负世人的罪。
But at the moment, he carried all the sins of a human mankind.
杀人犯的罪,
and murders.
强奸犯的罪,
and a rapist.
贪污犯, 各种可怕的罪,
corrupted. All the sin mankind can commit, it's upon.
在十字架那个最黑暗的时刻,
at this most dark moment,
他是罪人,
he is the sinner.
最邪恶的罪, 最可怕的罪, 全部在他身上。
Most unspeakable, terrified sin, all the sins is upon him.
不是耶稣的罪, 是你是我的罪。
It's not the sin of Jesus, but yours and mine.
因为这个原因,
because of this reason,
他要经历与天父上帝, 他最爱的天父上帝的分离, 这是极太痛苦了, 极大的痛苦。
Because of this reason, he has to experience the separation of him from the God. This is a very, very agony.
他愿意做一切事情, 他不愿意与天父上帝分离。
He wants to do everything, but he don't want to separate from his God.
但他必须,
Father, but he have to.
因为神爱世人,
because God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
and gave his only begotten son.
代替世人, 担负世人的罪, 被钉在十字架上。
Bear our sin and to become our substitute, died on the cross.
这就是上帝的救赎计划,
and this is the salvation of God.
唯一的计划,
the only salvation plan.
天上地下没有赐下别的名, 我们可以靠得得救, 只有主耶稣基督, 并他钉十字架。
From the heaven to earth, there's no other name, was gave that by which we can be saved.
倘若能行, 天, 主耶稣祷告说, 站在人性的地位上, 主耶稣祷告, 倘若能行, 把这杯拿去。
And when Jesus in a human being status, he called to Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass by me.
天父上帝说, 但天父上帝其实说, 不能行。
And basically, at that time, the Heavenly Father basically said, no, it's not possible.
所以圣经告诉我们, 神, 天父上帝定义将, 主耶稣压伤, 定义。
So Bible actually told us God actually determined to crush his son.
为了救你, 为了救我。
For save you and for save me.
有, 圣经中有两个原则, 一个是伊甸园。
There's two gardens in the Bible recorded. One is the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里，我们看见是人对上帝的悖逆。
In the Garden of Eden, we can see that people is against the God.
当人悖逆上帝的时候，人没有哭。
When people against God and offend God, people didn't cry.
在伊甸园里，我们看见主耶稣基督站在人性的地位上对上帝的顺服。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane, we can see Jesus stand at the place of mankind, he submit to God.
我们一起来读一处经文，在罗马书十二章，五章，对不起，罗马书五章。
Let's read a Bible at Romans verse 5:12. Let's read together.
罗马书五章十二节起，这就如罪是由一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样，因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样，因一人的顺从，众人已成了义。今天所有信靠主耶稣基督的人，在上帝眼中不再是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人了。
Today all those who trust in Jesus Christ in the sight of God is no longer a sinner or fallen.
不是因为这些信耶稣的人有什么好的。
It's not because of those of trust God has anything good.
因为义人的顺从。
And it's because of one obedience, one man's obedience.
就是主耶稣基督在客西马尼园里面的祷告。
That's what the Jesus Christ and his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为他的顺从。
Because of his obedience.
所以我们可以得救。
So we'll be saved.
我们今天来思想耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
So today we think about the Lord's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣站在人性的地位上给我们做出榜样，什么是真顺服。
He stands as a complete man and gave us an example, showed us what is the complete obedience.
什么是真的对上帝的爱。
What's the true love to God?
什么是真的对上帝的信心。
What is the true faith to God?
就是你不知道答案。
And you don't know.
但是你依然顺服。
But you submit, you obey.
或者你知道跟你原来的期望跟你原来的意愿不一样，你知道的。
Or you know that it's not meet your expectation, not what you expected.
但是你说我依然愿意顺服。
But you said I'm willing to submit.
我今天一开始就说呢，很多所谓的神学啊这些啊不重要，其实呢也很重要。
In the beginning, I said a lot of theology is not that important, but in fact, they are important.
一个好的神学能够帮助我们真正的能够越来越认识神。
A good theology can help us be more and more know God.
当我们越来越认识神，我们越来越看到上帝对我们的爱何等的长阔高深。
When we knowGod more and more, and then we more and more will see how great God's love is.
我们当然也同时越来越看到，我们原来是何等不配得到这样的爱。
At the same time, and more we realize how we are unworthy of God's love.
但是我们并不是停留在这里。
But we are not stay there.
我们要用爱来回应上帝。
We not only know that, but we also respond.
我们爱上帝。
We respond that with our love to God.
什么是爱上帝呢？
What is love God?
圣经告诉我们很清楚。
Bible told us it's very clear.
顺服他的心意。
And submit to his will.
我以前很多年前就是有一首老歌我蛮喜欢。
And this is an old song. I like it very much. It's a
这个歌的名字叫 I don't know much. 我知道的不多。
This song is called I don't know much.
他这个歌，他 他是大致意思是这样哈，他这个歌其实改个别词句，我觉得就是一个非常好献给上帝的歌。
This song, I think if you change a little word, a couple of words, it will be very good, a song of a Christian singing to our Lord.
就是我看这些面孔，我看这些日子。
And the song basically says, I see this face, I see all the faces, I see all those dates.
我看这些眼睛。
I see all those eyes.
很多的时候我们是困惑的，我们看不到真相。
And a lot of times we're confused, we don't know the truth.
我看这些梦。
I see all those dreams.
是痛苦的，是破碎的。
And those dreams are painful and broken.
很多问题的答案我不知道。
A lot of the, I don't know the answers, but a lot of questions.
没有人告诉我。
No one tells me.
我也想不明白。
I can, comprehend it.
但是我知道。
But one thing I know.
你就在我身边。
You are nearby me.
我看得非常清楚。
I clearly see it.
我知道的不多。
I don't know much.
但我知道你爱我。
But I know you love me.
我知道主耶稣爱我。
I know Jesus loved me.
我知道主耶稣在十字架上，他愿意为我被钉死在十字架。
I know Jesus on the cross is willingly died for me.
我深深的知道这一点。
I truly know that.
我知道的不多。
I don't know much.
我也知道。
But I know.
我爱耶稣。
I love Jesus.
就够了。
That's all enough.
That's all what I needed to be, needed to know.
这就是我要知道的，
就够了。
That's enough.
所以，愿意我们的弟兄姊妹，我们真的看见耶稣基督在克西马利园里面的顺服。
So may all of us we can see the obedience of God, Lord Jesus in the Garden of the.
我们更是看到耶稣基督并他钉十字架，向我们彰显出何等的爱。
We can see great love that Jesus.Christ showed us when he died on the cross.
在我上次主日信息当中，我说彼得，耶稣三次问他：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”彼得最后就说：“主啊，你知道一切，你知道我爱你。”我说彼得这个答案太美了，太美了。
And in the last message, when Jesus asked Peter three times, said, "You love me, you love me, you love me. Will you love me?" And Jesus finally, Peter said, "The Lord."You know I love you. I said at that time that Peter's answer is so beautiful.
我希望每一个弟兄姊妹，我们看见耶稣在十字架上的爱，看见耶稣在克西马尼园里面的顺服，是为我，是为你。
I wish all of us, when we see that Jesus Christ died on the cross, we see the obedience of Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane.And we understand this is for you and for me.
我愿意圣灵感动我们每一个人，我们能够来到耶稣面前，我们对上帝说：“我爱你。”
And may the Holy Spirit move in our heart. We come to the presence of God and say to God, "Say, I love you."
我愿意顺服。
I'm willing to be obedient.
让我们成为真正自由的人。
Let me become a person of a true liberty and freedom.
我愿意顺服。
I'm willing to submit.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you. You give us only begotten Son, Word become flesh, come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督的顺服，让我们这些信靠他的人能够得救。
We thank you for the obedience of Jesus Christ, so that those of us who trust Him can be saved.
愿上帝的灵挑旺我们心中的信心、热心和爱心。
May the Spirit of God can be lift up our heart and in our love and faith.
让我们真正在真理里面得到自由。
And we have the freedom and liberty in truth.
愿圣灵带领我们能够从我们的心、从我们的口发出这样的话，就是我们愿意顺服。
May the Spirit lead us so we can speak with our mouths and come from our heart. We say we're willing to submit.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.